أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم عين سين قاف. كذلك يوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك الله العزيز الحكيم. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العلي العظيم. تكاد السماوات يتفطرن من فوقهن والملائكة يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويستغفرون لمن في الأرض ألا إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم. These are the opening ayats of Surah Shura, and it is a surah that was revealed before the hijrat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hence a Makki surah. And as we have seen from time to time, that the Makki surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the three very important fundamentals of deen. First is the tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Second, the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third, akhirat, the resurrection, the life after death. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamim, Ain, Sin, Qaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best its meaning. كَذَلِكَ يُوحِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah who is Al-Aziz and Al-Hakim, that Allah who is Almighty and All-Wise, He revealed to you and He revealed to those Anbiya, those Prophets before you. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continued this revelation from the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam prior to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one can object to the fact, or nobody can make an allegation that this nubuwat or revelation from Allah was something new and was only unique to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but it was a continuation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed to all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the skies, whatever is in the skies, وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, the earth, and whatever is in the earth, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can raise any objections that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly choose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly choose any one of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. He has the ownership of everything in the skies. Whatever is in the earth, all belongs to Allah, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would choose for nubuwat. Allah will choose whoever He wishes as a recipient of the wahi that Allah ta'ala wishes to send down. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all high, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tolerance. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that the skies and the earth, whatever is in it, all belongs to the earth. Make kufr to Allah. They disbelieve in Allah. They are not appreciative of Allah. Then the inhabitants of the sky, they continue to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنْ. Very soon, the skies would burst asunder from above. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, speak of a very, very important aspect. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that because insan had made and attributed sons or offspring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that is not tolerated by the skies would have burst asunder. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most kind. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given respite to mankind. Allah has given respite to the entire earth and the universe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these malaika, wal malaikatu yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. The malaika make tasbih with the hamd of Allah, with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has appointed these angels, like it comes in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one cannot find the gap of four fingers between the skies in which the malaika are not making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, these malaika make dua to Allah, wa yastaghfiruna liman fil ard, they seek forgiveness for whoever is on the earth. Insofar as the believers are concerned, they make dua and they ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives. And for those who have not brought iman, these angels make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant them respite, grant them the chance to continue. And it is because of that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps everything in the universe in place. Now here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a comparison to insan on earth and the inhabitants of the sky, that is the malaika, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that one is disobedient to Allah, one commits kufr of Allah, and the other continuously makes the ibadat of Allah. Ala inna Allaha huwal ghafurur rahim. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is al-ghafur, most forgiving, ar-rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, that whoever turns towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will obliterate and wipe out all their past sins. A person, no matter how much of kufr he made to Allah, a person, no matter how much he may have attributed other gods to Allah, or no matter how much he may attribute offspring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, if they turn to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this wahi that has come down has been a continuous chain. The anbiya before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the same wahi, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us that if the inhabitants of the earth make kufr of Allah, the inhabitants of the sky will continuously make the ibadat of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.